Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home. Connecticut on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, and joining me this morning, Morgan Hilliard. She's the executive director of the Simsbury Chamber of Commerce. She kind of came into that seat in a chaotic time, but amongst chaos becomes calmness. And one of the things that you can do in Simsbury, it's back. People have enjoyed it for the past few years. The weather this spring, as of now, the beginning of spring has been confused. And rolling into the summer, the weather looks gorgeous. So get outside and you can visit the Simsbury Art Trail. Morgan, thank you for joining me this morning. I appreciate you coming on. What's the Simsbury Art Trail for people that might not know?
Sure. And thank you so much for having me this morning. So the Simsbury Chamber of Commerce presents the Simsbury Art Trail. This is the second year that we've been doing this. The first year was in 2018, and this year we have 37 sculptures which are featured throughout the town of Simsbury. These are lifelike bronze sculptures, and each location that has a sculpture is a business that has sponsored that particular sculpture. So it's always fun to find out exactly why they chose the sculpture that's on their business property. In 2018, we started with the art trail when a chamber member saw an exhibit by the sculptor, Stuart Johnson, who's a world-renowned sculptor, saw an exhibit in another state and thought that this would be fantastic for the town of Simsbury. So he approached the chamber with this idea, and our chamber members completely jumped on board. They thought it would be a fantastic opportunity to bring extra visitors and visibility to the town. And so they ran with it, and 2018 was very successful. And this year we're bringing it back in part to celebrate Simsbury's 350th birthday.
And that's one of the things, I mean, the sculptures aren't just random. You know, like you said, the businesses get to choose them. So that's pretty cool. But there's a theme to the sculptures. What's this year's theme?
So celebrating the familiar is a series that Stuart Johnson did in 1992, was his first sculpture series. And celebrating the familiar is really unique. Basically, it highlights mundane tasks and normal interactions that all of us experience throughout our lives. And it freezes that moment. And it's really beautiful, especially now with everything going on, all the chaos and, you know, horrible things in the news, for us to stop and enjoy the simple pleasures in life. And some examples are, you know, an interaction just between business people or children and a bunny. And these are moments that we might not pay attention to in our everyday life. But to freeze that moment and take a deeper look, it's really thought-provoking and it's relatable. It's things that all of us experience in our lives.
So in a few years, there might be a sculpture of someone closing a computer, like closing that web meeting and going outside to enjoy things.
Absolutely. It is funny. The timing is ironic because a lot of the sculptures are about obviously one-on-one interaction with other people. And we've been limited in that. But again, it's so relevant because we can go out and reminisce about the times that, you know, things were a little bit more normal. And I think it allows us to be a little hopeful in seeing those interactions again in the exhibit.
And I think that's one thing, you know, you have to get out and just walk through downtown Simsbury. It's a beautiful place. And there's, you know, the sculptures that are in front of these businesses. So it's bringing business back to the center and back to Simsbury. But you're doing it in a way that's kind of relaxing. You know, people can take in the sculptures, take in the businesses. And it is. It's a just going to the store used to be a mundane thing. Now it's become like an adventure. You know, like some people haven't, I haven't been to a store since the middle of March. You know, it's in a thing. So to be able to do a mundane task, look at everyday life, but now it's an adventure. It kind of centers people a little bit, I think.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's a fantastic point, is originally when these businesses were sponsoring a sculpture, they did it to participate in the art trail. They loved the attention it brought to the town. They loved the exhibit and supporting this artist. But now it's become a crucial part of their business, to be honest. So obviously restaurants have been shut down. Other businesses have been shut down. And without those normal patrons and those visitors, the businesses have been struggling across the country. We all know this. But this art trail has brought people back to these locations. So I've really encouraged all of the businesses, get signage out, run specials, find a way to attract the, you know, traffic that we're sending your way and take advantage of it. And businesses have been doing a great job of leveraging that.
And that's one thing, too. I'm looking at the website now. You know, if people are visiting this weekend, we'll get into the dates. It runs through September. But, you know, social media has become a thing. Like, especially during this, the social interaction has completely gone to the wayside. Social media has become lifeline for a lot of people, whether it's online, Facebook, just seeing grandparents, aunts and uncles, you know, friends you haven't seen, keeping in touch. Hashtag Simsbury Art Trail. You know, social media has become a big thing. So now it's, you can get out and socially interact with these things, throw it on your social media. You know, there's so many different things that people lost track of being self-quarantined or self-isolated at home, to get out and see people and enjoying the outdoors. And like we said, spring, at the beginning of it was horrible. Right now, take advantage of it while we can. I mean, and we'll get into, you know, downtown Simsbury, the restaurants. Things are opening back up. You can get downtown. You can adventure to the places you once forgotten and enjoy them again.
Absolutely.
So what, you know, we just reopened, you know, phase two from the governor. What are you hearing from downtown, the businesses and stuff like that on their reopening?
Yeah, so it's really been industry specific how this has hit everyone. You know, restaurants obviously have been particularly hard hit, but some other businesses have been doing pretty well or stayed around the same. So it's really been, industry specific in terms of how it has affected everyone. But so far, the feedback has been very, very positive about the phase two reopening. People are ready to get back out there to support their businesses. And people that own businesses in town are ready to open up their doors for the most part. So they seem very eager to get back to a sense of normalcy, which is great.
I think that's one thing, you know, everyone's always talked about supporting your local mom and pop local business. Well, we've done enough talking about it. Now it's time for people to really step up and do it. So you
Absolutely.
Can, you know, and that's what one of the things the chamber is. That's what you do as a chamber member or the chamber director, is push local businesses. It's a community. You know, these are the people that support your, I don't know, Little League team, but support the events that go on in town. There's, you know, you see these people that own this business at the next business shopping for their own family. Everyone knows everyone. So I think now is the time for people in smaller towns and bigger towns to really step up and support those local businesses owned and operated by your neighbors that might employ your child in a few years once they hit that age. And so you can do two things. You can Simsbury Art Trail. You can check out the beautiful sculptures. Check out the businesses that are opening, support downtown Simsbury and the town as general. It's, you know, I'm looking at some of the pictures and they're just, like you said, there's something not mundane, but they're very surreal, I think, right now. Just the things we used to take for granted. So I'd be very interested in talking to some of those businesses, like you said, and why they chose that sculpture. You know, have you heard one that kind of sticks out to you?
Well, I would say what I had mentioned kind of before is called Bunnies Don't Bite. And it's two children and they have this bunny, and it's just the sweetest interaction between these two kids. And Flamick Farm has decided to sponsor that sculpture. So obviously that's a very fitting, you know, way to go about it. But there's so many others. The Historical Society has Rosie the Riveter on their property. So that is an obvious choice there. And then I actually just spoke to Sage Financial Design, and the father-son local business has an office full of women. So they're always joking that the women run the business. So they chose two men for their sculpture that are in a networking interaction. And they said, we needed, you know, some men on the property because our lives are run by women here.
That's awesome. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, I'm looking, there's, you know, the little girl in overalls reading a book outdoors. Mm-hmm. You know, that's one thing, even at my children, school, I guess you can say technically finished yesterday for them. So it's getting outdoors now, reading, but continuing that stuff. There's the little things like that that's great. So, yeah. And one of the things, do you guys offer a free map? So if people do want to check everything out, how can someone get that map?
Sure. So we have brochures distributed throughout the town. So the Simsbury Chamber of Commerce office, we always have them stocked for weekends as well outside. So people don't have to worry about coming indoors to grab a brochure. We have them right by the front door. And that's 720 Hot Meadow Street in Simsbury. Fitzgerald's grocery store also has them. The UPS store in Simsmore Square has brochures. The Historical Society. And then people can go to SimsburyArtTrail.com. And that now has a live interactive map. So that's really fantastic because you can ping where you are, where the closest sculpture is, and pretty much design your own tour based off of that website. And we've also opened up that website to feature all of the business promotions that we have going on for our members. So, you know, businesses have not needed to be an Art Trail sculptor to participate. We're basically encouraging everyone that's a chamber member, if you have something going on, let us know. We'll get you some visibility and list you for free on the website.
That's excellent. Like, you can, you know, plan a day, hit up local ice cream shop, you know, enjoy the weather. And, you know, let's look ahead. Some of the other things coming up in Simsbury. This is going to September 29th, but Simsbury mm-hmm. does a lot of other events. And I know it's extremely difficult to look that far ahead, but do you know what is guaranteed and, well, theoretically guaranteed? The only thing that's guaranteed is there's no guarantees, you know, mm-hmm. coming up this season or this summer and spring and fall for Simsbury.
Definitely. So we actually have a full schedule coming up for early fall, and we're really excited about it. We're keeping our fingers crossed that we're able to do all of the events that we have planned. But September 1st, we're doing a Granby Simsbury Chamber of Commerce joint golf tournament. So that's going to be over at Hot Meadow Country Club. And golf courses have done very well through this. It's one of the few things people have been able to do. So we think this is going to be a very popular event. And businesses are taking advantage of the opportunity to sponsor the tournament and, you know, build up their visibility and get the word out there to jumpstart their bottom line again. And then we also have the closing ceremony for the Art Trail, which is September 30th. And that's going to be an outdoor tented event. We're still nailing down the specifics on that, but we'll have details out soon. And all of the sculptures will be on site for that closing ceremony. So anyone that's a fan of the exhibit should come to that and see all of the sculptures right up close and personal, right next to each other. And then we have a health expo that we're going to be doing on September 12th. So that will be held outside of Anthology of Simsbury. And we're also incorporating a bike ride of the sculptures with the Health Expo. So the bike ride will start at the Health Expo and end there. And we'll tour around Simsbury, visiting a lot of the sculptures.
And that's one thing I've seen. You know, I enjoy seeing it over by the where the radio station is in Farmington. There's the, you know, the Heritage Trail, the River Greenway. Seeing those parking lots full. You know, people have enjoyed, and a lot of people I know have taken back up or started bike riding. You know, mm-hmm. being outdoors, I think, is an extremely bright silver lining during this pandemic. People really have got outdoors so much more. And, you know, the Simsbury, the sculptures, walk them, the art trail, it's something else. I know people are yearning to get outside. You know, you can get outside, walk the trail, check out these sculptures. And I mean, it's everyday life. We've taken granted for so long of everyday life that now everything is special.
Yeah. And I think that's exactly the point of it, is to take a minute with friends and family and enjoy those little moments, because we know now how valuable they really are.
And, you know, SimsburyArtTrail.com. This morning, joining me again, Morgan Hilliard. She's the executive director of the Simsbury Chamber of Commerce. The Simsbury Chamber is always doing great things. You know, one thing I'm really hoping, if we make it that far, we haven't really broken down yet, is when we do our holiday store with the Salvation Army. Mm-hmm. I know all the chambers usually show up in immense, you know, they always bring something. Simsbury has been fantastic to us in the past. So hopefully if we have a holiday store, we'll get to meet face to face and
Absolutely.
Not, you know, the digital version, which has become, I guess, society's normal at this point.
It's a
which
new norm.
It's weird. I'm a social person. My wife picks on me all the time. She's like, once you start, you don't stop. I'm like, I like people, you know?
I'm the same.
So thank you for joining me this morning. Like I said, there's great things to do in Simsbury. The Simsbury Art Trail is one of them. There's plenty more things coming up. Check out the Chamber's website. There's always things being added to the calendar. Morgan, I appreciate you joining me this morning. Thank you very much. Because remember, great things happen at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.